Chapter 17. Anger. Give up anger, give up conceit, pass beyond every fetter. There is no suffering for one who possesses nothing, who doesn't cling to body and mind. The one who keeps anger in check as it arises, as one would a careening chariot, I call a charioteer. Others are merely rein holders. Conquer anger with non-anger. Conquer wickedness with goodness. Conquer stinginess with giving, and a liar with truth. If one speaks the truth, is not angry, and gives when asked, even when one has little, then one comes into the presence of the gods. Sages who do not harm, constantly restrained in body, go to the immovable state where they do not grieve. For the ever wakeful, training day and night, intent on nirvana, the toxins disappear. Ancient is this saying, O Atula. It is not just of today. They find fault in one sitting silently. They find fault in one speaking much. They find fault in one speaking moderately. No one in this world is not found at fault. No one can be found who has been, is, or will be only criticized or only praised. Who is worthy enough to find fault in one who is like a coin of the finest gold, blameless in conduct, intelligent, endowed with insight and virtue, praised by the wise after being observed day after day? Such a one is praised even by the gods, even by Brahma. Guard against anger erupting in your body. Be restrained with your body. Letting go of bodily misconduct, practice good conduct with your body. Guard against anger erupting in your speech. Be restrained with your speech. Letting go of verbal misconduct, practice good conduct with your speech. Guard against anger erupting in your mind. Be restrained with your mind. Letting go of mental misconduct, practice good conduct in your mind. The wise are restrained in body, restrained in speech. The wise are restrained in mind. They are fully restrained.